And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how you been?
Oh, I'm well, Rob. Nose to the grindstone again after the new year.
Okay, well, it's going to be a good year, Mickey. This is our first show for 2012. We're going to kick it off, though, with a look back before we look ahead. We wrapped up 2011 with a focus on energy. This time out, we're turning our attention to the metals. Let's begin with gold. Bullion in 2011 recorded its 11th consecutive annual gain, quite the tear for gold, up about 10%. It was a real thrill ride along the way. Recap for us the trade that we saw in bullion last year. Mickey, your thoughts on the price movement?
We started the year at 1,400, very strong market. Had some dips and rises along the way, but generally a very stable market until early July, at which time we had this parabolic rise from less than $1,500 to an all-time high of $1,900 in early September, which time a very much needed correction, 30% correction, drove the price right back down almost to where it started during this parabolic rise. And that's very predictable for markets. So a three-month period, parabolic rise and fall. Since then, we've had a mixed bag for gold. It closed the year at 1550, and fairly weak at that point.
Okay, as steep as a correction as we saw in gold, we saw another even a steeper pullback in the price of metal silver. Mickey, it ended the year with a loss of just under 10%. Your thoughts on silver underperforming gold last year? What are your thoughts?
Well, silver is always more volatile than gold, and silver had a four-month parabolic rise. It went basically from the year low of around 2750, and it almost touched its all-time high of $50, just came underneath that. And then all of a sudden, what happened was there were, in the futures market for silver, there were margin requirements and holding requirements put in, and it just cratered it in early May. And it dropped right back down, went well below $35, almost to $33. So This is what happens to markets when you go parabolic or exponential rises. We have the other side of the equation. And once again, as we mentioned with the gold market, we had this 30% correction, say, from in silver's case, it was basically from late August until early October. Since that time, it's been mucking around and closed the year less than $30. So it basically closed the year where it started, a little bit less, 10% or so.
Okay. The decline, the weakness, though, that we saw in silver as the year wound down, though, really pales in comparison to the performance that we saw in platinum and palladium through the 12-month period of last year. Platinum down just over 20%, I believe. Palladium losing about 18% of its value. This even though that the auto sector has been recovering. Recap for us the trade in the PGMs, because very interesting to see a significant correction or pullback in those prices while the auto industry has been rebounding, and the auto industry eats up a lot of those metals.
Well, it does, and you know, both these metals are range bound from early January to mid August, and they really reflected each other. Although the platinum palladium ratio is very skewed to the low end right now, about 2.3 to 1, and both these metals, platinum and palladium, are hybrid metals used in vehicles for catalytic converters, but also they were precious metals. And I think what you saw during this correction, if you look at the charts, the chart of platinum very much mimics gold, and the chart of palladium very much mimics silver. So all these metals acted more like precious metals, and we can understand that during this period of time because there was turmoil and panic and fear in the world market. So when that happens, they tend to revert more to precious metals. Both have shown weakness toward the end of the year and also continuing into the new year.
Yeah, indeed. All boats were sinking, and this one was copper acting like a precious metal, Mickey. We saw we saw platinum and palladium both down in the range of about 20% each. Copper for the year was down 23%, I believe. This, of course, is the metal that is perhaps most closely linked to the health of the economy. Your thoughts on how copper traded last year, a good reflection of economic worries?
Well, you and I talked probably a month or so ago about Dr. Copper was feeling a little ill and had the blahs, and copper was a bit counterintuitive this year. We had very strong copper prices until the correction, well over $4, and I call for correction starting in January. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a 15%er in the late winter. We had another 15%er in the mid-spring, but it still was traded for the most part at $4 or well above. I did not think that was sustainable. Supply-demand fundamentals did not jive with those prices.
Right.
In retrospect, what we saw was a lot of Chinese destocking. Even the pig farmers, I dare say, got rid of their copper in the first 7 or 8 months of the year, right, when the prices were high. We had the overall 30% correction when the world economy and the views of the Euro debt crisis came to the forefront in September and October. And I think what we're seeing now is we've started to see restocking with inventories really very much going down over the last 3 or 4 months. And it makes sense. The Chinese always pay a significant premium for copper, more than we do in the West. And when the copper price went low, I think you're probably seeing restocking now.
Okay, and you also wanted to reflect on the year in specialty metals. Specialty metals includes a lot of names that some people are not familiar with. For example, magnesium and titanium. I think primarily, though, you want to look at specialty metals from the angle of rare earths. Is that correct?
Yes, and I would probably correct you there. I do not consider manganese or titanium as specialty metals. Those are ferrous metals that are used in steel making, and they have very high demand. So
I stand corrected, sir. You are the guy in the know here. So there you go.
Okay,
you're the geologist.
So we want to look at specialty metals, and those would be things that don't trade on the world market and are priced by the kilogram or the pound and not by the ton, and they have very special uses. So the one that stands out in the forefront, are the rare earth elements. Once again, we saw parabolic rise of prices, not starting in 2011, but certainly peaking in 2011, and then we saw the predicted fall, but in this case it was very much a soft landing. And the prices are still very high. We saw rare earth element stocks get beat up unmercifully, but all of a sudden beginning of the year, we're seeing them start to come up again. One of the big stories this year was tungsten. It became more and more apparent that tungsten was in short supply, controlled by the Chinese, and tungsten prices have been very strong. The other commodity, and it's not a metal, and it's actually trades by the ton, is graphite, and there's word on the street that that's the next big thing in the market.
Okay. Well, let's find out what you see for the next 12 months, Mickey. Your outlook, let's go down the list here. Let's begin with gold and silver. What do you think?
Well, I dare say that I think that gold will record its 12th year on the plus side. I don't think it's going to go up to $2,000, although some people say that. As you're aware, I've never been a gold bug, and even less so a silver bug. Silver is very unpredictable. At $30 price, everybody's making money in the silver market. Once again, I'm not a silver bug, and I would probably my preference would be to see very strong but moderated prices and not much volatility this year. That's what I would hope for. I don't know if we'll get that. A lot of that has to do with the world economy.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum, palladium will, to a certain extent, track the gold and silver markets. We are dependent on a healthy world economy and automotive demand. In 2011, the automobile industry recovered, but it wasn't very boisterous, and I think that accounts for the relative weakness or the range-bound nature of those metals over the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would predict that those metals will tend to be weak in the 2012 year. Specialty metals, I've already alluded to the fact that graphite, the word on the street, this is the next big play, and we have the usual suspects and the sharks and the snakes and from Vancouver, every Vancouver promoter, and they know who they are and they know I'm talking about them, is rolling out a new graphite company as fast as they can pick up a property in Quebec or wherever it is in the world. So,
are you saying that there's a lot of snake oil salesmen on Howe Street?
Yeah, and there's probably a few of them on Bay Street too.
Okay.
Rob.
All right.
And,
well, let's. Okay.
And Wall Street.
Yes.
So,
let's not
pick on anybody. But the specialty metals, one or the other is going to come to the forefront. That's kind of the nature of the business now. And we will see parabolic rise and fall in these in prices and specialty metals as far out as I care to look.
Okay, and we got to get in Dr. Copper. What do you think? Down 23% last year.
Oh, we forgot about the doctor. I am very comfortable with the copper price where it is right now. It's a little less than $3.50. Most copper producers will make good money at that. I would predict that copper for the most part of the year will trade between $3.50 and $4.
Okay, good stuff, Mickey. We will do it all over again in a couple of weeks. Anything you want to touch on, or you want to just put our heads together between now and then, surprise the listener with a good story?
Well, I think we're going to pick some specialty metal, and I've got one in mind, but I think you and I should talk a little bit and decide what we want to do about this. But we'll hit one of the specialty metals here for the next talk, I think.
Okay, good stuff. We'll chat in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much for this, Mickey. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
Okay, that is Mickey Folt, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.